Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Gene Greisman is our guest and our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Gene's a renaissance man, ladies and gentlemen. He's done it all. He can do it all. He's an author. He's a speaker. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet. He has been a television producer. He's interviewed everybody but maybe Pope John Paul. I'm not sure. I think maybe he's got interviewed him before. He's just an amazing guy, and he's our good friend. Gene, welcome back to the show.
I'm so glad to be with you, Jim. Thanks a lot.
It's good to have you back. The Words Lincoln Lived By, folks, is a Gene Greisman book, and it's one of my favorites. And I've been saying that now for a number of years. It still is one of my favorites. 52 Timeless Principles to Light Your Path. Gene, but one of the things that a lot of my audience knows, but some of them may not know, is that you're also a time management expert. You've written a number of books and topics and articles on this topic. You've got some... You actually have some audio books out on the topic. You're writing another time management book in addition to another one that you have out. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Time management, as you say, is life management. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, one reason that I got into the time management study is my interviews with celebrities. And I detected when I was doing up close at WTBS for a number of years, that when I talk to the high achievers of the world, when I ask them why they were successful, one of the principles that kept on being mentioned was time consciousness. These people are very aware of time. So it dawned on me, this is one of those common denominators of high achievement. So that's how I got into it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and then I wrote the book, Time Tactics of Very Successful People, which has turned out to be the biggest seller that I've ever written. In fact, it's just gone into its 17th printing, and I'm very pleased about that. And now I've written a shorter version and done a book on, it's a CD, called 99 Ways to Get More Out of Every Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about some of those today. You know, I heard someone speak this week, Gene, and she did an outstanding job, and I never heard anybody say it exactly this way, but they may have, and that is that she said, what if you had a bank account and every morning someone deposited $84,000 into that bank account, but your job was to spend all of that $84,000 today? Because at the end of the day, it was all going to be gone. They were going to take that money away from you. They were going to take that away from you. And their point was, obviously, that in any given 24-hour day, you have 84,000, I've forgotten the exact number, 84,000 seconds.
That's a very great principle.
Isn't that great?
If you don't use them, they're gone.
Yeah. If you don't use those, they're gone. And I think that's an important thing. And, of course, that's the thing that you talk about a lot in your writing and in your speaking, is to use those wisely.
We were talking about Benjamin Franklin during the break.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Franklin made one of the great statements about time management. He said, do you love life? Then do not squander time, for time is the stuff life is made of.
Hmm.
That gets right at it.
Absolutely, absolutely. No question about it. What's one of the first time management practices that you'd like for us to talk about today?
Well, there are a lot of places we could begin. I was listening at the break to the advertisement for your new book, Steve Forbes, who wrote your foreword.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Forbes gave me a great principle, and he said, just because something is in your inbox doesn't mean you have to do it. From that basic principle, and one of the 99 ways to get more out of every day is this. If something's not worth doing, be sure not to do it.
Say that again.
If something's not worth doing, be sure not to do it.
You know, Gene, as I get older, my time is becoming more and more precious to me. And I resent wasting time more every day. Have you found that to be true? You're a lot younger
Absolutely.
Than me, but you're a lot younger than me, Gene, but you probably have noticed that yourself.
I really do. And here's the danger that you and I face. We like to please people. We're people pleasers, aren't we?
That's right.
And so people ask us to do things all the time. And out of our good nature, we often accept, we take on the obligation of doing something not worth doing.
So what you're saying is if you want to use your time more wisely, maybe we need to learn how to say no. Stand by. We're going to be right back with our good friend Gene Griceman. 20 Tales. Stay with us. In a state running through his front yard. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsta.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. This week's article is, the feature article, is the first in a series of two on how to get a bank loan. So if you subscribe this week, you still have a chance to get that first article. Actually, if you subscribe even next week, I'll send you the first one if you want it. Rob Jollis is going to be with us in the next show, talking about salesmanship. Wayne Cruz is going to talk to us about the Ten Commandments of federal government regulation, which is where we find out how bad the government is imposing regulations on us. Ron Zimke will be up after that. We're going to talk about customer service, loving up our customers. And then after that, Leslie Kossoff will join us to talk to us about executive thinking, how to be more of an executive thinker. Gene Griceman is our guest. He's the author of Time Tactics of Very Successful People. Gene, give us your website, please.
My website is www.presidentlincoln.com.
You can find out all about Gene's stuff there, articles. You have a periodic newsletter as well, don't you, Gene?
Yes, the Achievement Digest. And if they come to my website, there will be a space on every page that enables them to subscribe to the Achievement Digest, and we'll give your listeners a complimentary subscription.
All right, I appreciate that very much. And, okay, let's talk about how to say no, Gene. That's something you've learned how to do.
Well,
thank goodness you don't say it to me.
And in just a moment, if you listeners, I'm going to give four key elements in how to say no. But the background for that is, if you do something not worth doing, you wasted your time, or worse, you may have done something that will bring negative consequences. It's better to do nothing than do something not worth doing. When you're busy doing what's not worth doing, you deceive yourself and perhaps others into thinking that your busyness is a good thing. So here are the basic elements. First of all, whenever someone asks you to do something that you really shouldn't do, thank them. Thank you very much for asking. So that's the first element. Don't proceed to your answer before you say thank you. Number two. Unfortunately, you say, I have too much on my plate right now, I have too many commitments, and I can't take that on at this time. The operative phrase, at this time. Do not explain what it is. Third element, I hope you'll give me a rain check. Fourth element, change the subject.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a great one. First thing you do is thank them.
Thank them. Second, and you can just sort of memorize this, or mm-hmm. you
yeah.
make it your own.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've taken on too many commitments. Unfortunately, I've got too much on me right now. Can't say yes at this time.
Right.
Now you don't want to explain it or tell
right.
what it is.
Don't go into the details. Just say, I'm just too busy right now.
Just taking on too many commitments. If you get into explaining it, then then they're going to try to talk you into doing it and what they want you to do too.
You know, one of the things that I do, Gene, sort of is a variation on what you're talking about, and I mean this when I say this, I just say, you know what, I try to seek excellence, and whatever I do, I try to do a good job, And frankly, I'm, with my other commitments, I don't think I could do a good job on this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that lets them know that, you know, that you're actually care about what they're doing. And then as you say, then move on to another topic. But it's hard to do at first. You know, Gene, one of the things that I encourage small business owners to do as often as possible is to give back to the community. But after a while, you have to say, you know what, I'm doing enough. I need to be able to say no.
Yes. You see, back to the idea that good-natured, friendly people like you and I, we, if we're not careful, we'll have our lives run by other people, not by ourselves.
Well, and when you start out in a community, when you become a business leader in your community, it's a natural thing for lots of people to want you to be on the Arts Council or the Planning Commission or whatever. And in the early days, it's a little heady. It's a little complimentary that people would want you to join their board, so to speak. And it's, I know a lot of people who they define themselves by how many boards they're on. But the question is, what's that doing to their organization, their own company? Not that you shouldn't give back. You just have to be judicious. Because one thing's for sure, Gene, if you can't be successful in your business, you're not going to be there to give back.
You're exactly right. That has to be the bottom line. You know, you have to be judicious and you have to be strategic. A lot of philanthropy can help your business. If, for example, being on that arts council, on that board, brings you in contact with people who might eventually be able to say good things about you or send you business.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Coca-Cola Company is known for its philanthropy, but I know from having presented philanthropic ideas to the organization that controls Coca-Cola's philanthropy, they always say, what's in it for Coke?
Yeah, we want to do good, but we want to make sure it's good for us, too. Gene, you also talk about the concept of don't spend time, invest it. Talk to us about that.
Well, if back to that principle that you began this interview with, that time is like a bank, and every day we have those hours that we can use. You can use or invest. And so when you look at your day, here's a principle that I advocate. It's the ROI. Yes. When you look at your to-do list, you ask yourself, which of these will give me the greatest return on my investment if I do it?
Well said, Gene. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back to that and some more outstanding time management tips from our outstanding time management expert, Gene Greiselman, the author of Time Tactics, a Very Successful People. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, Gene Greiselman, by the way, as you know, is our guest this half hour. There are two new archives up on our website. One of them is another conversation Gene and I have had about different kinds of time management, other aspects of time management. And there's another one up there that was done this year, that was an interview that we had this year, that we had on Abraham Lincoln's birthday, and President Lincoln joined us on that interview. Gene actually stepped aside for a minute and let Abraham Lincoln join us, and so we interviewed the president that time. So you can go back and listen to that archive, and that's at jbsba.com. You can type in Gene Greiselman's name. By the way, let me spell that for you. It's I before E, G-R-I-E, two S's, M-A-N, Greiselman, Eugene or Gene, depending on one book says Gene, one says Eugene. And Gene, give us your website again, please.
It's www.presidentlincoln.com. One word.
You can find Gene on our website in the Brain Trust. Also, you can find him in his archives in our list of in our library of archives. Okay, Gene, let's come back to what you were telling us a minute ago. You had a couple of points that you were making.
Well, we were talking about the importance of saying no.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little aphorism that I wrote. One thing that small business people need to learn to do is to delegate well. If you can delegate well to those who delegate well, to those who delegate well, you possess an Archimedes lever that can move the world.
Mm-hmm.
Archimedes, as you know, said, if I have a lever that's long enough and a place to stand on, I can move the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if people can learn how to delegate, they can run a small business or big business well. It's such an important principle.
It really is. And going hand in glove with that principle is being able to identify what we do well that only we should be doing, what we do well that other people should be doing, and what we don't do well that absolutely anybody else ought to be doing.
That's right. One of the people I interviewed was Mary Kay, as in Mary Kay Cosmetics,
mm-hmm, yep,
who started as a small business, by the way. And she said, advice I give to all of my salespeople is, hire a maid. Don't do minimum wage work when you can hire somebody to do minimum wage
right,
work.
Right. And that's something that we also have to talk to the people in our organization about, Gene. That's something that happens when a lot of small businesses are growing. We hire somebody, and they become a really important part of our company. Next thing we know, they're like a general manager or a vice president. They're really important to our organization. And sometimes it's hard to get them to turn loose of things. It's hard to get them to delegate and to realize, you know what? You don't have to do that job anymore. You've actually risen to another level. Let's get somebody else to do that job. I've seen that happen before.
Well, a lot of people think that the way to get the job done is to be a super worker instead of learning to delegate to other people and take the risk that they may mess it up the first time. They keep on doing everything themselves.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Gene, we've got about a minute and a half. Any last thoughts on time management?
Well, here's one. The golden rule is posited on self-love. You are to love other people as you love yourself. Believe that you're just as important as anyone on your calendar. Put yourself in your appointment book for prime time, not just leftovers.
So we need to make sure that we haven't been so interested in pleasing others and serving others that we don't serve ourselves at all.
Put yourself in your appointment book.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's something that small business owners could sure use. And let me tell you something, folks. I'm saying that to myself.
I'll guarantee you, if I did an analysis of most of people's calendars who are listening right now,
yeah,
there's not one single entry for themselves. And if there is, they get only leftovers.
Yeah, that's the truth. Well, it's hard to do, especially when you're trying to get your own business, your business out of the ground whenever you're trying to get started. But you know, another thing, Gene, and we don't have much time to talk about this, but one of the things I've been thinking about lately, people tell me to stop and smell the roses. You know what I tell them? Sometimes entrepreneurs can find the roses in their work.
Oh, I think we all do. I love my work.
Yeah,
don't you?
Absolutely. Me too. No question.
I love doing this. This is part of my work.
Gene, we love having you on the show. Thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure, Jim.
Gene Greissman, ladies and gentlemen. The word Words Lincoln Lived By is one of his books, and Time Tactics of Very Successful People is another one. He has several. Check it out when you get a chance. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.